Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today I want us just to reflect on one of the miracles that the Lord Jesus did when he was here on earth. Miracles is obviously a very, very important subject. And one of the key things to think about when you think about a miracle is that it's simply something that only God can do. Only God can do miracles. And therefore, when people see miracles through a church's ministry, through a person's sharing of the Word of God, we shouldn't honour them, but we should certainly honour the fact that God is at work through them. One of the things that you notice about many of the miracles of Jesus is that they come out of a solid teaching of the Word of God. The apostles had gathered around Jesus and he was teaching and sharing with them. But then loads and loads of people started to come and gather to listen as well. And Jesus said, look, let's just go to a quiet place and get some rest. Now, that was certainly the plan, but they were spotted going to this quiet place, and a very large crowd gathered there. And we notice, I'm looking at Mark chapter 6, 34, that when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He began teaching them many things. Notice that the compassion of Jesus moved him to teach and to preach. And I believe that just illustrates what real need is. The need of the Word of God. The Word of God brings life. Well, they were listening a long time because it's getting late. And as it's getting late, there's concern about how are they going to be cared for? How are they going to be fed? And the disciples begin to think, you need to send them away. But Jesus says, no, you give them something to eat. And immediately they look to their own resources and say, there's no way. We have nowhere near the money needed to feed such a crowd of people. And then Jesus says, well, how many loaves do you have? And they do a little investigation and they say, well, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus directs them to have all the people sit down in groups on the grass. And it's well organized because they sit in hundreds and fifties. And then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looks to heaven, gives thanks and breaks the loaves. He gives them to the disciples and they in turn give them to the crowd, and we find on that day that the number of men who eat is 5,000, which means that with women and children there were far more. But there are a number of different lessons to learn from this. We've already said that what prompted the crowd to stay all day was to hear Jesus teach. Their hunger for God's word was actually greater than any physical hunger. But the fact that there was physical hunger, because it had been a long time, Jesus, though primarily feeding them with the word, was also prepared to see that they had some nourishment. He wanted them to get home safely. And one of the things that would enable that to happen was to see that they had something to eat. Jesus says to the disciples, bring what you have. And that's just a vital lesson, isn't it? That we can look at the need and we can look at the complexity of an issue, the immensity of an issue, and feel, what can we do about it? But Jesus is asking us to bring to him what we have. He knows what we have, and therefore their bringing together of those 5 loaves and 2 fish gives him the opportunity to do what they can't do, and that's provide for the great crowd. This is an amazing story of Jesus' miraculous provision and his incredible compassion for people. We're going to listen to some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll share a little more on this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising from your people. It's our worship, it's our heart's call. Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and your people. It's our worship, it's our heart's call. And all I want is you. All I want is you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of the feeding of the 5,000 from Mark chapter 6. So, Richard, just to set the scene a little bit for us at the moment, what point are we at in Jesus' ministry? Are we still fairly early on? We're just in Mark chapter 6?
Yes, it's relatively early on. We know that Jesus has begun a public ministry, and we know that there was healing in that ministry and teaching in that ministry, which is why the danger of a great crowd always coming together was there. Danger, because it meant that Jesus was always going to be in great demand.
And this was obviously quite a key time, because it says, doesn't it, at the beginning, that the apostles were reporting to Jesus of all the things that they had seen and done. So they were probably quite sort of excited about what had happened. So all this is all coming together at quite a significant time for the apostles.
Yes, that's right. I mean, their recognition of who Jesus is just growing. Now we know it's still going to be tested, but they really understand that he is truly remarkable. And when he sends them out to do things, those things happen when they obey him.
The interesting thing about this story is that on the face of it, it was quite unintended. They wanted to get away. He wanted to take them away for a rest and to teach them privately. But he was frustrated in that aim, because people just sort of rushed after him. Was a lot of Jesus' ministry really responding to just the people around him and trying to meet their needs?
Well, I think, in fact, we see both happening, in the sense that there were times when, as here, Jesus looks at this crowd that's gathering and just has tremendous compassion and then moves into top gear, as it were, to respond to it. But there were times, of course, and we'll look in another program at a miracle where Jesus raises Lazarus, where he's in no rush. He's not being pressured at all. It's not the need that is going to make him do something. He's listening to Father, which I believe he always did. But here, the crowd certainly is a very key factor in his actions.
When we look at miracles like this, and we can see that he was Jesus, he's able to do this kind of thing. But are Christians today expected to be able to perform similar kinds of miracles?
I think that we are called upon to have faith for Jesus to do miracles. Now, that means that if we're able to speak in the name of Jesus and obey Jesus, there can be all the dimension of miracles that the Bible shows us. Healing miracles, nature miracles, numbers being met with their needs, being supplied. So, yes, we can. But, of course, it's always got to be sensitive listening to Jesus. We cannot produce them like turning water on out of a tap. There's got to be a bit more prayer and waiting on God to know exactly how to respond in a given situation.
So what can we take from this particular story today? Is there a particular application that we can apply to life today?
Well, I think there's a number of issues, but certainly the way that it was an organized matter, it wasn't sort of spasmodic and chaotic and even no chance of a riot, sit down 50s, 100s. I think this sort of balance of being well organized and yet also spontaneous, that's always a key lesson to try and learn. I think compassion, you know, responding, it's good to have compassion, to see people's needs and to look to the Father to see how they might be provided. But it's also a great valuable lesson that even when we only feel we have a little in Jesus' hands, that can do far more than we could ever think.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.